Okay, I'm sorry. I fucked up. I didn't record yesterday. I have reasons. First, okay, I was sick. I still am a little sick. I have a sore throat. I just feel kind of shitty. But I had this writing thing that was due at 5 o'clock yesterday. And I got up at 7 and basically worked till like 5 o'clock. And then I was feeling like shit. And I kind of just didn't have a moment. And then I was just kind of resting and got high and didn't record. So there you have it. I was working all day through sickness. And then I kind of just didn't. I could have done it at 5 maybe. But I was pretty fucking out of it. And I needed to rest. Sorry. Again, I apologize. Can we move past this? I hope so. So that was my that's basically my day yesterday. And was me being sick. I didn't do anything. I didn't go anywhere. I watched some bullshit on Netflix. You see there, a cough. Still got a little bit of the bug. So, I don't know. Let's look at the fucking news. And maybe there'll be something there interesting. Oregon construction worker fired for refusing to attend Bible study, sues former employer. Yeah. Man, you go to work and you're doing like physical labor, and then the boss also is like, not only you got to do physical labor, why don't we take up a little of your free time with a Bible study? You're like, why don't I study that Bible on my own? No, I'd lie about loving Jesus if that needed to make somebody happy for money. That's fine. I got no issue. But you're making me sit there through a Bible study? No way. I don't like any extra work, extracurricular, like work. Like, oh, we're all going out for drinks. Fucking why, dude? Did we not spend enough time together? Then now I gotta hang out with you? I don't even want to do fun shit. It'd be like, oh, we're all going to the baseball game. Well, fuck me. That's not a fun baseball game. Now I gotta like think of non-work conversation to have with you, and it's inevitable that you're gonna be like, well, how's that report coming? I mean, this is just me living my old corporate life. I don't have to worry about this now. But I always hated that shit. Because I don't understand why we got to be friends. Bible study. Well, I hope that construction worker wins his lawsuit. Hacker sent to prison for role in Jennifer Lawrence nude photo theft. Hey, don't hack people's nudes. It's wrong. And you know what? You make it so other people won't send nudes or have nudes because they're afraid of getting hacked. So it's bad for everybody. Stop it. Well, this guy, and you can go to jail. I feel like there was a bunch of other people hacked before that big one, like a few years ago. And like, I don't think anybody gave a shit. Not that I think the people that got hacked gave a shit, but I'm saying law enforcement. Like, nothing happened to anybody. Am I wrong? I don't remember. I'm not going to go look it up, but this guy's going to jail. Well, not that I'm a big believer in incarceration, but I guess there definitely should be some type of punishment for that activity. I don't want people hacking my phone. If you hacked my phone, I'd want you in jail. So don't hack my phone, please. I'm sure somebody listening can. Well, I don't know. If there's any hackers listening, Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I'll know too, I'll have too much information, and then you'll eventually be like, "What? Do I have any loose ends? Oh, Chris Laker. Let me get rid of him. Don't need that in my life." sorry. Oh, that's bad. This is a bad. This is not a happy story, but I feel the need to talk about it. Mom of five killed in crash after boyfriend cut her brake lines to make crack pipe, cops say. So that's a what I got to know where this fucking happened, because it plays into it with me. Scranton, Pennsylvania, which is a terrible place, no matter what the office tries to say. It sounds out of all the things to make a crack pipe out of, brake lines. That seems a little odd. That seems like you're trying to not get put away for murder. Like, no, I was just making a crack pipe. See, I'm a crack addict. Which maybe this boyfriend very well may be. But are you telling me that there's not other things to smoke crack at? I don't know what Scranton is like. But you can go to a store. I mean, I just told you what I thought Scranton was like, and I was like, I don't know what Scranton... I mean, I've been to Scranton. It's miserable, but I've never tried to buy a crack pipe. I'm just saying there's stores whatever store sells a pipe for marijuana typically also has pipes for crack. And, you know, because different people want different things. They don't just specialize. So it's a there must be a shot. Okay, I don't have enough money. It's all, but I guess there's no more car antennas. I remember talking to crackheads that would rip off car antennas, but I guess those are pretty much gone. You got to find an old car, which in Scranton shouldn't be that hard. And then hold on to the damn pipe. I guess they get clogged and such. I don't have a lot of experience with the crack. But the brake line, that seems like a silly place to get your pipe from. Out of a... if any of you are smoking crack, I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you whether you should stop or not. You might want to look into it, but consult your physician. I would say definitely don't use your brake lines to smoke crack out of. But this is sad. This woman died. I shouldn't be making light of it, I suppose. Rest in peace. Homeless man files lawsuit against couple who helped raise $400,000 for him. Getting sued by I think I saw something about this. They raised the money for him and then they didn't give it to him. So now he's got a lawyer and a lawsuit, but he's is he still homeless? I feel like they should say ex-homeless. I mean, right? Are you telling me that he's waking up on the street out front of the courthouse and then going into court? That seems like it's not right. But there's a lawyer taking this pro bono. Doesn't that lawyer now take this homeless man in to their home and make up a little cot for him in the basement, and then they learn from each other? That's the movie that I would write. But I guess I rule in favor of the homeless man. Give him his money and a place to live. I don't think he should have to go and find a place to live at this point. You find him an apartment, pay the rent, and also give him his money. the apartment and rent are just extra. That's my ruling. That should, maybe I'll just be, that'll be the show. I'll be like Judge Chris Laker, and I come on and I just, I read court cases and I grant a verdict. And you could maybe try to use that as a, for an appeal if my verdict goes against the court. Why not? Is my legal opinion not valid just because I don't have any kind of legal expertise or education? I definitely took a law class. I took a law class to graduate, some kind of accounting law of some sort. So not completely, and was taught by a lawyer. So I remember that teacher now very well. He was very good. So I have some education in the. In that field. Okay, it's time for me to go. So, again, apologies for yesterday. And there might be some more. I'm going on vacation or something coming up. I know, from what? But I'm going on. I think if I go to, like, a resort, then I'm not recording. That's my feeling. But it's not on the books yet. We'll see. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.